wins this game gets to keep the Heartland Trophy and bragging right to the rivalry for 3 years. Does that add anything to the pressure of this game, or does that add anything to, you know, the emphasis that you put on it?
I don't think it adds anything more, but because everybody already knows how big this game is and how important it is for the conference, and just I don't think it adds anything more. No.
But you certainly want to keep that trophy in the atrium.
Yeah, every time you play a trophy game, you want to keep the trophy for as long as possible. That's pretty simple, I think.
What goes through your mind when you look at Wisconsin on film and see that they're a team that's going to want to run the ball like right at you guys up the middle? And being a safety, obviously you're going to be lined up in the middle of the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think our offenses are both very similar styles. We'll pound the ball, pound the ball, pound the ball, and then we'll play action. You can try to get one over your head. But it's kind of something we practice against our offense, and they're very similar all camp. And it's just a challenge for our defense, just knowing that they're going to come out and run the ball against us. It's just something that we have to try and shut down.
Does that, you talk about how it's very how Iowa's offense, Wisconsin's offenses are similar. Does that make it easier or harder then to, you know, because maybe you're expecting them to maybe run a play that you're normally used to seeing from guys during practice, but then maybe it's there's a wrinkle in there that you weren't anticipating?
I mean, I couldn't go into that much detail, you know, but it's still bottom line is they're still going to run the ball. They're not going to switch their style, and we're not going to switch our style. And it's going to come down to just playing team football, and whoever makes the least amount of mistakes is probably going to win the game.
What stands out about their quarterback, Scott Tolzien? Because, I mean, obviously I think he was like 13 of 16 passing against Ohio State last week, and really seemed to be able to get the ball to the guys on the field when they were throwing.
Yeah, he did a great job. I don't know if Ohio State was trying to defend the run more than the pass. I'm not sure. But he's a good quarterback. We played against him last year. He made a lot of good throws, and he can make plays and extend the play with his feet. And that's every quarterback in the Big Ten this year seems like they're one of the best quarterbacks in the Big Ten, so that's kind of hard to say. Every quarterback's playing well this year, I feel like. I don't know.
Is it kind of a shame this series is going away annually with Wisconsin?
Yeah, just being a border game and a rival game, it's huge. But it's going to be weird because I always remember Iowa playing Wisconsin every single week. Or not every single week, that'd be kind of weird. But every single year, it's just... It's a rivalry game and a trophy game.
We see A-Rob kind of blow through these tackles in the secondary, it seems like, on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. Has he ever done that to you in practice before? Do you kind of have an A-Rob story?
I don't have an A-Rob story because they don't let us hit the running backs too often. So he usually runs by us after we tag him off, but we don't really get to wrap him up that much in tackles.